Thanks for downloading our trial English Medium Chess Podcast. If you like it, let us know and share it, because whether we do any more is likely to be influenced by the market penetration of this episode. Let's skip straight to our drunken discussion on the Saturday night of the Llandudno FIDE Congress. Okay, so we're selling out, Hev.
Yes.
Doing a podlediad in English.
A podlediad in English,
too. It's going to be like when Begging Eves went shit.
And Maharishi.
Did Maharishi sing in English?
And they jumped the shark. No one then came to see them at all.
Were Maharishi called in English?
Maharishi. It's not a Welsh word, so they didn't bother changing the name.
Tierman is Maharishi now.
Tierman in
Go down.
Yep. Bottled off stage.
They were proper hicks as well. They were the last band I would expect to...
That's why it didn't go down well with their fan base. Yeah.
And for this.
And for this.
Okay, so we're doing a little podcast now. We're doing a little podcast in English because...
There is a little size.
Maybe, but also... Done the maths, right? There are about 500,000 Welsh speakers.
More or less. Close to a million because...
Do you know what?
It's in Wales. 500,000 in Wales.
In Wales, that is true.
Well, it's 600,000 these days, but then I actually think
it's less as well, though, because there are genuinely that many speakers, but when you think how many people engage with Welsh language... culture, read Welsh novel. Yeah. If you only count people who have either read a Welsh novel, listened to a Welsh rock song, or gone to a Welsh gig, any of those things,
I reckon
there's less than 100,000 in truth.
Oh, probably. We could go into the many reasons why that is so, but that then wouldn't be a chess podcast, would it?
No, but what I was going to say is 500,000 Welsh speakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
100 people listen to the podcast in Welsh.
Yeah. To be fair, chess isn't the biggest spectator sport in Wales.
No, but 1.5 billion English speakers, right?
Mm.
So, by my reckoning...
One could say too many.
But that's 3,000 times more.
Mm.
3,000 times 100 means 300,000 listeners if we do it in English.
Your maths is as impeccable as your chess theory.
We'll be millionaires, Hev.
Zillionaires, perhaps.
You won't have to spend your life slandering politicians in LOL anymore.
As this is in English, no one will know what is on the box.
Right, we're doing it for the North Wales FIDE Open, major and minor.
Mm-hmm. Ah, you like the word
minor. We've had a fairly good tournament, haven't we? How's your tournament gone?
Well, I took a bye last night because I was seeing a music gig and...
Yeah, I've worked really hard for this tournament, right? I took 3 days off work to prepare.
You did.
Did a lot of studying.
Mm-hmm.
Studied my openings. Studied end games. Did a lot of tactics practice.
And how many games have you won after all this
study? Well, before that, let's not forget, I'm player of the year, Chester District League, but... go on. How have you prepared, Hev? How did you prepare for this tournament?
By pissing myself off with other aspects of my incompetence.
What time did you go to bed last night? Friday night.
Half past two, I think.
Saturday morning, then.
I should have gone to bed earlier, but I refused a taxi back just to have one more drink.
And how many pints into it were you Saturday morning?
I'd started drinking at 6:30, so they would be hazarding a guess. But probably 10 or more. At a conservative estimate.
Excellent.
Mm.
So you don't learn very fast, do you, Hev? Because that's your usual preparation for tournaments, isn't it?
But to be fair, that's my downfall on a Sunday very often. And And I was
expecting... It's not like you're drunk tonight, Saturday night, is it?
No. Perish the thought. And I expected to be thrashed, but I came through unscathed today. A draw and a win.
Excellent performance.
And after
today.
My draw by...
Against the second seed and the sixth seed or something, yes?
No, 12th and 6th.
Oh, 12th and 6th, right, okay.
So out of 30 or 29.
You're basically bottom seed because you're ungraded, yeah? You're
exactly.
Very close to
they've
bottom
thrown
seed.
Out, they throw on my grade because I'm not a member of a club anymore. Dewey's not registered me, so I've been banished from grading.
Okay, so your preparation is not the best for tournaments, if we're honest.
You get drunk
every night before tournaments. We say you don't do any practice, but I've got some evidence later that maybe you do. But you say you don't do any practice, and you definitely get drunk before tournaments. It's not the best preparation for that tournament.
No.
But it's pretty good preparation for playing against me, isn't it? Because the thing is, 4, 5, 6 pints, that's your happy time, isn't it?
Yeah.
4, 5, 6 pints, I'm starting fights with British soldiers, putting the wolf tones on a jukebox, spewing in the back alley,
and
you say... Did you get my chest?
Yeah, you're putting on the IRA songs and looking around the pub to see how he's going down.
And that's when we have a game of chess, and that's why you've built up your tolerance to alcohol in a way I have not, and that's why you probably have a plus lifetime score against me at chess, isn't it?
It might be a factor. Might well be a factor. After you royally slagging me off tonight on my skills, I have beaten you tonight again.
You have. We've been playing Blitz in the pub, haven't we? And you have won 3-2.
Yeah.
Well, we've not been playing Blitz. We've been counting up to 10. You have to move in 10 seconds, haven't we?
Uh-huh. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've absolutely battered you with recognised openings, King's Gambit and
the last.
Fried Liver Attack and all that kind of thing in the first couple of games.
Yeah.
And then as I've got drunker, you have beaten me in a random rubbish.
Do you want to get royally pissed off?
Go on.
I don't know what the Sicilian opening is. I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
If you tell me now, do the Sicilian opening, I can't. I don't know.
You've
what
no
it
idea
is.
What a Sicilian is.
No, I don't know what it is.
I mean, it's no surprise really, because you think the Luciana position is something from the Kama Sutra, don't you? Have you don't
again? Again, this is Greek to me.
You don't know a huge amount. You're very, very talented. You're a great, you know. You and I, we're about equal, and you put no effort in, and you know nothing at all about chess, and we're about equal players, right?
Yeah.
However...
It does paint me in a good light, this. Yes, it does. Sort of.
So, as mentioned, that was recorded on the Saturday night of the North Wales FIDE Open, which is without doubt the best tournament in the north of our country. It's a nice, modern, well-lit, air-conditioned venue in a beautiful location in the summer on the seafront in Llandudno. And I'd encourage anybody and everybody to enter next year's event. Having played in the minor, I played in the major, and Grandmaster Nigel Davis played in the Open along with a FIDE Master and a woman candidate Master. Philip Haywood from Oxford, the surprise winner in the Open, beating Nigel Davis in the final round, and Heaven ended on 3 out of 5 in the minor. My 3 days off paid off. I was competitive in every game, despite my opponents being 200 grading points on average higher than me. I scored 50%. I've shared the games on the Twitter feed. First game on Friday night, it was white. It's a French exchange. Now, I know nothing about the French, and it seemed the simplest thing to learn against it. It was even throughout, and we agreed to draw move 22 with 7 pawns, 2 rooks, and a queen each left. Game 2 was black, again playing a significantly stronger opponent. I missed the turn off on the A55, daydreaming about doing this podcast, so I arrived late. Down on the clock, he did build up an advantage in the opening against what Lychess calls my East Indian defence, but I equalised. My opponent offered me a draw on move 26, so nothing to worry about at this level, it would seem. But of course, pride comes before a fall, and game 3 was my most embarrassing. Not for the result, that was probably expected, not even for my losing blunder on move 20. It was embarrassing because
I missed a chance for a perpetual, and then having missed that, thinking the position was equal, I offered a draw to my opponent when he had mate into ho-hum. Game 4 was my first win. I really enjoyed it. My opponent was white and had beaten me in a previous tournament, and I didn't fancy my usual opening prep against him. So rather hilariously, I decided to, without any prep at all, play the Latvian Gambit against him, essentially throwing away a pawn on black's second move. But lucky me, instead he chose to gambit a pawn on white's second move, which probably saved me another embarrassing episode. And anyway, I won with the pawn advantage in an endgame. And game 5, typical final round draw really. I was attacking, I stumbled, overstretched. My opponent wanted to go home, so he agreed a draw just before my position started to fall apart. And that was the Congress.
Now let's get back to some more drunken ramblings between myself and an enigmatic phenomena. He looks like an alcoholic Johnny Vegas, but he's known in Bruxelles as the Pensioen Bobby Fischer, more for his anti-Semitism than his chess prowess. Evan Jones.
Dwi'n
deletio'r stwff na i gyd, dwi'n meddwl.
Oh, but anyway,
yeah, no. What I thought is, you you know nothing about chess, so a good bit of the podcast might be educating you about chess.
Well, do I need educating now, considering I've beaten you 3-2
tonight? No, genuinely, here's the thing, right? Yeah. Here is it. Paul Morphy. Do you know who Paul Morphy is?
No.
Paul Morphy, American, I don't know, 1800s, something like that.
Mm.
De facto, if not de jure, world champion. Staunton English shithouse that he was, refused to play Morphy for the world championship because Morphy would have battered him.
What a poof.
Yeah. So,
oops, that's
so
very
he
hit. Easy. Sorry.
He pretended that he... seemed to draw something wild going.
I'm from Pennsylvania. Excuse me.
Forgive him. He is a farmer. He knows not what he does. Yeah. Paul Morphy apparently died from getting in a cold bath when he was too warm. I think.
Yeah, it's the change of temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's 100% right. I read it somewhere, sometime, half remembered it, and then just repeated it.
Yeah.
So Ray Keane levels of... Yeah, Ray Keane levels of research. But I think that's true.
Oh, well.
So, you've learned something about... What do you think about that?
I think it's a very unfortunate way to go, and you'd hope that he would have groesi the cold water. But alas, you know, he needs to eat more vegetables and protein, probably.
Now, in the Welsh episodes of our podcast, I've mentioned a few times the Twitter chess tournament. It's what's given me meaningful chess since the league season's finished, and it's been a brilliant experience. I like the international feel of the tournament. I've played a Russian, an American, a Swede, an Austrian, and a Mexican. Not two Mexicans, just Juan. I've been live-streamed by Pure Chess Fan, and that was probably my most exciting game of the tournament, so I recommend you give it a watch. You can find a link to a recording of the stream on the Holywell Chess Club website. And it's been very exciting to have people in, watching, commentating on the game, Kibitzers and the like. A lot of fun. Anyway, I think I'm currently second with 4 out of 5 in this 9-round tournament. The leader is Thomas from Austria, who goes by the Twitter handle at Maximus Austriacus. He's a fine player. He enters our regular Wednesday night Blitz tournament on Lichess, and he's the only player who's beaten me so far. So let's hear his take on the tournament.
Thanks for the introduction. Hi chess people. As mentioned, my Twitter name is Maximus Austriacus. I'm the current leader of the first edition of the Twitter Chess Tournament. A few months ago, our friend SeChess had the great idea to start this tournament. Now we are 20 people from all around the world enjoying this experience. It had been a pleasure so far. I played some crazy games and was pleased to meet some interesting people who share the same passion as I. I heard there are already some plans for the second edition of this tournament. Maybe we are heading to a league format, but don't let me go too deep into this. So far we saw a fair, interesting and well-organized tournament. Let us continue this successful journey. I want everyone who is interested to know new people are welcome. Follow the actual edition on Twitter via the hashtag TwitterChessTournament or online via sechess.org. Thanks. Now back to the podcast. Have fun and greetings from Austria.
I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. If you have, then follow our Twitter account at PastPawn. Retweet the podcast, hashtag ChessForDragons. Follow us on Podbean or Google Podcast. The greater the reaction to this episode, the more likely we are to do another. We'll welcome any feedback, ideas or submissions for the pod, either in the Twitter feed or by email, chess4dragons@gmail.com. And the 4 is a number 4 rather than the word, because we're so street. In fact, in future, we might even be cool enough to spell dragons with a Z, but one step at a time. Willem Atro. I'm not the answer. It keeps your software. But it's better than hardware. But it's the system. And it comes better.